Well, good afternoon, good evening, good morning. Welcome back to another live event here at WP Studio. This is, I think, a very, very, very important webinar. Because of the direction where WordPress is going, and many of the themes are going this direction of making a more front-end customizable, using the customizer, using page builders, using other non-coding skills, yes, you can customize your site. Theme or change the way something operates within WordPress, you must know how to deal with WordPress hooks. Now, there are two types of hooks in WordPress. There are action hooks and there are filter hooks. They're very easy to remember how to use the different ones. Because an action hook, you simply use the PHP add action, add underscore action. You use something like this, add action, and then whatever you're going to do. And if you want to use a filter, you're going to do add filter. Very easy to remember how to interact with them. But we're going to spend a little bit of time digging a little bit deeper. Because, sure, you can use the customizer, you can use the theme settings, page, you can use a page builder, but basically action hooks or hooks themselves are placeholders that are waiting for you to do something to it. So they are sections of the code, of the template, that if they are, basically if they are empty, now when I say they're empty, there may be other code elsewhere that is adding something to it, into this empty area. If they're empty, they're action hooks. If they already have content sitting there, and the content does not have to be content that is visible on the front end, but if there is content in the hook, they are considered like a filter. So a quick little example, a action hook or a hook area would be, this would be an action hook. WP head is the name of a hook. So that if we do add action WP head, whoops, name of function. But basically whatever we're trying to do is this function is going to be added to WP head. Now, even though you may look at WordPress, there may be lots of things inside the WP head hook. They're in there because there's lots of default code in WordPress, like adding in the scripts, the style sheets, all these other things that show up on the front end in the header area. But if you look at the template, you're going to literally see, hold on while I open up the header.php of a theme. I believe this one. See, the internet's a little bit slow today. Okay, so we have WP head sitting in a theme. This is a hook that is waiting to be used. So WordPress itself can add things to this area. A theme can add things to that area. A plugin can add things to this area. A hook can be used multiple times from multiple locations. When I say used multiple times, I'm meaning there can be lots of add actions that connect or hook into the WP head, an area of code that is simply a placeholder. Now, if something, and we're going to play around with this later, if there is already something there, now, that could be like the footer text that comes with a theme. And so there's maybe already code that's or text that's there and you want to filter it, you want to change it, you would use an add filter. Probably the most common add filter that really is out there is this. There is a hook in WordPress called excerpt length. So that is a, inside this excerpt length, is a value for a specific variable, and the variable is words, the number of words that would be in an excerpt length. So if you were to dig through the code, you would see that basically, I mean, you're not going to see it look like this. Basically, you're going to see something like, I think it's 30. By default, you're going to see this somewhere in default WordPress code, in the actual WP includes folder that is defining certain areas. Well, a filter would allow us to do this. Add filter, the excerpt length, and then we can add our own function, custom length, in which case we have that custom length, the name of the function, and we're going to pass in words into this. So basically, we are grabbing a function that we're going to pass into the filter. The filter says, guess what? You already have a variable called words inside WordPress. And it says this, words equals 30, basically. But if we want to change that, because words started being passed in, we can just turn around and say return 15. So now the filter is saying it was 30 by default written by WordPress, but when we pass a function in through the filter, whatever the value here, if we touch nothing, is 30, but because we're filtering it and we're returning 15, we're changing the return. So again, a filter does not have to be an actual front end value. It can be a variable. It could be a value that's all in the back end that customizes something. Now, both WordPress themes and plugins can create action hooks, locations that are waiting for us to add code, as well as filter hooks. These are areas of the code that contain something that we can modify. So let's take a brief step back and let's talk about action hooks. Now, if you take a look at, this is the Voce 2.5, you're going to actually see lots of hooks just sitting all over. There is, we're going to use this one, right in the opening of the body tag, basically before the opening div occurs in this HTML, we have something called Voce body top. That is a hook. Anytime you see basically a function that is just calling a PHP function like this, same way WP head, Voce head bottom, Voce head top, or any of that stuff, that is the way WordPress calls a function. And then if you go to the actual code, yeah, I know I didn't mean to do this, but if we go take a look at here, basically once, let me make sure I'm showing you exactly what I want to show you. Voce hooks. There is a Voce hooks area. Notice how, remember what I said? It said Voce body top. So this is so you understand how themes deal with this. This is a PHP function that is calling Voce body top. Voce body top is the function, because remember, you cannot call a function that is not already declared by the theme, because otherwise we'd get an error that says, you know, it's calling this function, the function is undefined. We would get that error on the front end. So we look it up and look at this. Inside this function is simply a do action, which is how in a WordPress theme or any plugin declares the location of the Voce body top. So it's actually the name of the hook, So I want to show you this because there is a difference between this here and do action here. So and it can get a little confusing because most of the time when we are just getting started looking at hooks and filters in WordPress, we're always taught by, you know, different tutorials or videos that, oh, WP head is the most common action hook in WordPress. And it looks like this. And we teach you how to identify it in a theme. But what we don't look at is this WP head. There is a function inside WordPress, the WP includes folder, that basically is saying function WP head, and then there's all the ways that the do action is in there. So while you see all these functions, and yes, most themes who do this, that do this, the name of the function is also going to be the name of the hook. But I wanted to point out that there's an additional step in the code. Just you can file that away. You don't really need to know that, but this is what's happening in PHP. So you're going to kind of, you know, the rest of the story type thing. So when we look at this Voce body top, when the website goes to render this page, it's going through and saying, okay, my body tag has just opened. I have a PHP function, so I need to figure out what that is defined. Oh, there's a hook here, Voce body top. So that if in my functions.php or a custom plugin, I do an add action, Voce body top, example code, and here in my function, we do example code. And we're just going to echo out an H1 tag, hello world. So what should happen is now, when I save this, and it's being saved into the theme, when the page renders and we come to this function, it goes and looks up the hook and says do action. So now anything that wants to hook an action hook can go here. And what we've done is we've hooked our code to go here. So add action, now WordPress is going through all of the hook areas to know what to do. So that now when we refresh the page, hello world shows up and we can actually take a look at the inspector and literally see that right after the body tag, the hello world shows up. So there's, again, I'm going way deeper than we really need to talk about, but I want you to see that it's not just simply, oh, look here. The reason why I want you to know this, where sometimes you have to go figure out where is this function defined, because we are looking for this do action. The reason why this is extremely important, how many of you have ever dealt with a hook that for some reason you just can't get the formatting correctly? There's a theme out there and they tell you there's a hook, you go do this hook and it's like always, the hook is always stripping out your code. Or you're trying to put an iframe in there and for some reason it strips the stuff out. So what you want to do is, and again, you've looked at the theme, you saw this function, you're like, that's where the hook is. You always want to keep digging till you find the do action, because you might find something like this, where all of a sudden, whoa, hold on. Did not mean for that to resize the window. Hold on. That was weird. Again, I'm not always used to using a Windows machine, and basically I just resized everything. So basically what might be happening is, what about if we're escaping out the URLs out of this do action? So if you learn how to dig deeper to find the do action, you can figure out if there's some escape, if there's some formatting. I mean, the other thing you might find is, what if the theme developer is thinking in their brain, the only thing I want to show up in this hook is a specific number. Maybe it's like a countdown number. So all of a sudden they do something like number format, and then they add this weird number format system that maybe you don't want that number format like that. So they go through and do this number format, so it's going to go out to 4 decimal points or something weird like that. So if you learn to dig deeper to the point where you can, in the code, you can find wherever they're doing the do action, that is what you want. That will remove frustration for you for sites that already have that. So if you're only looking in their actual template files and you found the hook that you want, be aware that they may be doing something to that hook. They may be trying to customize, format that hook area outside of it. Because here's the other thing that I've also seen happen. So you find your little hook here, and I was like, all right, that's H1. This is awesome. I can do this. And for whatever reason, the H1 is not processing the tag that you want. Well, I have actually come across sites that did this, where we did this echo, and the person was doing a style H1 font size 0.2 EM or something. So they were actually going through here and setting up a style inside this. So we did this, basically what's going to happen is when this hook runs, it's going to plop in an inline style to the point where all of a sudden the H1s after that, let me just save this and show you what happens. No matter what you do in your hook, oh, H1, great. Whoops, that still, maybe it didn't, did I not save it? Let's check. Oh, maybe I didn't save it. Oh, yeah, it's not saved. Save this. Looks like that little red was saying it wasn't saved yet. So I hit save. Hopefully it goes, the red goes away. Hit save again. For some reason, it doesn't like to save. Why isn't this saving? Yes, it's horrible coding practices, but you may actually come across themes that you are inheriting from other clients. Oh, there, finally got it saved. You're inheriting sites. You don't know what past developers have been doing. So let's refresh this. So see, look at that. We have put that as an H1. And if the only thing we looked at was header and our function, we would think that, oh, now I've got to go do this stupid inline style to overwrite something that's already in the theme. So in your practice of interacting with hooks, action hooks, always dig deep enough to find the do action command, because that is how WordPress says we're doing this action hook here. And it's just one of those pro tips that you'll never need to know until you need to know it. So don't rely, even though everybody's going to say, this is a hook. Yes, basically it's a function to a hook. This is a hook. Yes, but it's a function to a hook. The actual do action is located somewhere else. And while you can just say, this is the hook, if something doesn't turn out, go looking for the do action. So it's just one of those things. Hopefully that will prevent frustration in the future. Let me just go ahead and we'll save this. Okay. So that's an add action hook. How do you find them in other themes? That's a great question. So if you are looking here, let's drag another theme. I wonder if I have here, let's just go look at 2019. So if we look at 2019 and we'll go ahead and open up the header for 2019, guess what? They have WP head. Perfect. That's just like the Voce theme has a WP head. But you'll also see, oh, inside the body tag, they have a WP body open. So the WP body open, great. That is a function that's going to look for that hook. And again, I haven't found it exactly where it is, but I would probably take a wild, I don't know if it's in the class or if it's in a template function. No, that's the classes. So basically we'd be looking for that hook name. Now, if I really needed to figure all this out, I would go through and I would download the theme to my computer. Now, I'm saying download it to your computer because many of you may not feel comfortable doing grep searches on the command line. Now, if I were going to do a grep search, G-R-E-P, in the command line, I could find all instances of WP underscore body underscore open. And it will tell me all the files that have that. So I can then track down where in the world is the do action. But if you download the theme to your computer, you can open it up in any text editor. So we're talking any Atom, Sublime Text, anything that allows you to search an entire folder. Then you just search the entire folder for this name and you'll find where it is in the theme. You'll find the do action. Does that help? So basically, you're just doing a search all. So again, action hooks are basically just locations in the theme or the plugin that are waiting for you to do something. Most quality themes are going to wrap each component of the theme with a beginning and an end, a before and an after. You'll notice that the Voce theme, sure, there's going to be a header hook, and there's going to be a hook before, and there's going to be a hook after. The content is going to have a content before. And then if you actually jumped over to the Voce theme and looked at the footer, you will actually see a content bottom. And then you will have content after. Footer before, footer, footer after. There's a Voce bottom, body bottom, and a WP footer. So there's lots of hooks. There's reasons why you have a before the actual element and after. This is so anything can interact with it. You don't have to deal with priority of, okay, do this function first, then that function, and then that function. You can simply say, okay, I know I want stuff to happen before the footer, so go ahead and use the before the footer. I know I want things happening after the footer, so go ahead and use that. So hooks, a quality theme is going to have hook locations already set for you. And in the same way where I talked about the filter, there's going to be tons of filters that already have stuff in it, and you may want to add, customize the content that shows up. And we'll deal with a little bit. I'll give you some examples. But here's the thing that you may be thinking to yourself. Okay, I've got my theme here. And you know what? I really want a hook that, let me make sure because I've got hooks just about everywhere in here. So let's talk about on the single blog post, you're going to actually see, here's the content. So let me find, here's content before. Go to the title. Okay, so here's a title. We've got a header. We've got, actually, you can see in some areas, they don't go off to actual functions. They actually have the do action, Voce blog entry title before. So if I did this, Voce blog entry title before, and let's go back to our functions and replace this. So now we're just going to do example code here. I'm going to change this. So we're not doing an H1. Let's get rid of that. Okay, so let's go ahead and save this. So on the title that is actually showing up, you're going to actually see this title.php. Again, if we go back to the content, one second. Here's our content, just so you see what's going on. We have information, we have Voce entry before, and there's other functions that are pulling in this type of stuff. So basically you've got your Voce entry top. That's going to be the titles and other things. So basically we do have the titles, we have other things, but if we take a look at a single, let me put it on the front end. Okay, so we have this here. So see, there's a hello world that now gets inserted in front of the title, even on a single post. So if I'm looking at this and saying, you know what? I really want a hook that is inside the header tag. Again, this is where you're dealing with pixel perfect type stuff. Where I'm looking at my code here, where we've got our header. Let me zoom that in slightly. Oops, wrong zoom. Let me zoom this in. Okay, so I'm looking at my header here. I've got a header tag and it closes. So basically everything that's in here. And I'm going, you know what? I know there's a hook before, which is that hello world. I know there's a hook after the header, but what I really want is a hook that's inside the header tag. And then what if I want something, again, come over here. Here's the title. And sure, it's coming in here. There's an H2 class. What if I want something inside there? Now, this is slightly different. This is because on the, let me go to the single page. You're going to actually see, let's go to the single page. What's that? Oh, I wonder if I messed that up. Okay, there's a comment issue. That's a side thing. I'll just remember that. Okay, so here's our, let me find, where's my header? Okay. This is what I want to show you. Okay. So our template is in the single templates, the title tag. So you'll notice how when we were on the front end, the title tag was using an H2. So that would be if we went to the content over here, you're going to actually see that the title tag would be using an H2. See how the title sprint H2. But if we're on a singular post page, we're using an H1. So what I want to do is, all right, we're over here in a single, the title. I now want a hook right after the title. So I can do action right after title. So I can add my own. And you can do this to any theme. You find exactly the location that you want to customize. And now you can go in and, oops, Sometimes, oh, it's Control C. I was trying to do Apple C on a Windows machine. That's not going to work. Okay, so right after title. So let's go ahead and save this. And we also need to save the title where we've now added a new hook to the theme. Now, you would be used doing this in like your child theme so that you could, it wouldn't get overwritten. So now we come over here. And look, now the Hello World, if we actually dig a little bit deeper and look at it, here's our header class. Here's our H1, and here's our Hello World before the header tag closes. So even though the theme doesn't have out of the box a hook location that we want, we can do it. So now semantically and your design wise, if you need something inside like an HTML module doc area tag system, you can add your own hooks. And then you can start inserting things into it. You can add anything you want. I mean, this is also a great way that you could add in short codes. So for example, let's say there was a short code. And again, I don't on this site, I don't have anything for this. But I could do echo do short code. Let's just say our short code was gravity forms ID equals 3. So basically now what we've done is this hook that we have now put into the theme, we can dynamically put in a short code that would render the gravity form in that specific location. Why is this helpful? One of the reasons, especially with the growth of the Gutenberg block editor, page builders and everything else, there's going to be certain things that we need to lock down from our clients messing up. If your client said in your interview as well as the spec sheet for the site that they must always have this boilerplate at the end of their content without it always must have their legal speak, otherwise they could get sued. What better way to do it than basically putting their boilerplate into a function, automatically inserting it in, like if we went to look at the content, into Voce entry bottom. You find a hook that will still be within the article HTML tag, and you hook in their thing so that no matter who's publishing the blog post, whether it's you, whether it's somebody at their office, whether it's an intern, they will never not have their boilerplate information showing up in that site. And if the theme that you're using does not have a hook, let's say you don't have this, you can always go into the template, do action, important box. And now you have a action hook that you can turn around and put the important box. So you're add action. You're adding whatever action or whatever function is existing into that location. So as you begin diving into this, I really encourage you that if you are working with the customizer, you're working with the theme that a client gives you, and it doesn't fit how you want to work, start looking for the hooks, because that's where you can start connecting certain things, adding in the content, filtering the content. Now, what I also did was gave you the direct link into the codex. There's another, I think it was the Treehouse, one of the Treehouse blog posts compiled this, these last two pages of the handout of direct links of saying, okay, if you need to deal with action hooks that deal with the RSS feed. So what if you need to put a piece of information that will always show up in the action hook? in a RSS feed. So let's go over to feed action. So click on that. It's going to take you to the exact area of the codex. So if we run over here and we see this item, there's RSS head, RSS 2 item. So let's do this. So if we click on this, oh, did they not even have that? All right, we'll use this one. So this is the RSS 2 item. No parameters, no, it's just a basic empty area. So what we can then do is at the end of each RSS item, you could literally add an action that says, this is what they're doing is they're adding the image, but you could turn around and simply have something like, let's do this, add action, RSS to item code. We'll keep it simple. Function code. And then we could do just this content comes from Bob's, from the Bob site. So when we save this and we go take a look at the RSS site, feed, I think should get us that. Look at this. It is already inserted at the end of each item. This content comes from Bob's site. It's one of those tiny little things. It's a hook that's useful. It's something that goes above and beyond just what a default WordPress site is going to do. It's going to allow you to make sure that people know where it's coming from. You know, this is where you can put a copyright information so that even if somebody is, I mean, this is the awesome thing. You do something like this, add it to the RSS feed, and if somebody starts ripping off your client's content simply because they are using a feed reader to import it into another site, basically that site is going to be linking back to you without, because most of the time they're not going to go in and customize an RSS feed import. That's just too much time. Or they're going to stop fetching your stuff. So that's what the bottom of the PDF that I gave you is for. So it's going through a whole bunch of different action hooks that you might want to deal with. And then it goes through filters. So as we look through this stuff, it gives you general text filters. That's not the one I wanted. Let's do this. Media filters. So media filters has everything from embed defaults. So the embed defaults, there's a filter that by default, height is 1.5 times the width. See that? I mean, if you know that by default, WordPress has these embedded things so that if the width is already set, it's going to set the default height, we can sit there and guess what? What if we want to make sure that no matter what people paste the embeds for, we can set a standardized height and width of a YouTube embed. So basically, if they're just simply copying and pasting a YouTube link like you can in WordPress, you just copy it into the blog post edit. Copy the URL. WordPress takes care of the embedding, the resizing. Basically, WordPress just says, we're going to let this go full width to the width of the content area of the blog post. And then because it will find the height, 1.5 times the width, it just is able to figure that out. This allows us to, by default, return a set width and a set height for the embeds in WordPress. So take advantage of this handout that has the direct links to the areas of ways you can change filter, as well as ways you can enhance, add action to different areas of WordPress. So I hope this helps a bit more starting to get comfortable to work more with hooks. The best part about dealing with hooks, you don't have to learn a theme's default hook system, because you can sit there and you can add your own hooks like this wherever you want. And Marianne, yes, there is a webinar coming on the ice coder. Something that I now absolutely love, because it allows me to have a full editor system on any site I want. I just upload the file. And one of the things I'm playing around with, and yes, we can use it on a Chromebook, absolutely, I am actually working on turning this into a WordPress plugin. So basically, any site you need a full-blown editor system, just install the plugin. Now, there's somebody who has already done a WordPress plugin, but it is using the junk that is freemius. It is so neutered inside the freemius framework that I'm having to basically rewrite it. But that's one of the things I think it will solve the answers. Because here's the cool thing. There are so many of you over the past 2 years who have come to me because you have a client who does not give you access to FTP. That you're only allowed to add a plugin. Or maybe there's another developer who controls the server. Now, or once I get this into the plugin, you will have full control. Forget those server managers who like to keep everything. It's our revolution. Yeah, that's right. Okay. Well, I hope this makes a little bit more sense about action hooks. I know we've used them for a long time. And I think the biggest thing to take away from today is always dig deeper. Don't just stop here where you see what appears to be the name of the hook. And you might look at the documentation and they might say, there is a hook called Voce Header before. And you're like, I found the hook. That's exactly where it is. It is not the actual WordPress hook until you find do action. When you find do action, that is where the implementation of whatever you're adding goes here. So I hope you have a great rest of the Wednesday. And I'll see you in Slack. Take care, everybody. We'll get this uploaded and available for replay shortly hereafter. Take care, everybody.